I tell the story to a Dutch friend about my mother's conviction that the weather would get into the grout in between the bathroom tiles if she ever allowed the window to be closed, weather being fungus. And so we let the weather in to keep the weather out. The result, in a house without central heating, with ice flowers blooming on winter windows, was that we'd find our washcloths frozen solid for our morning ablutions, molded into the shape of the sink. Morning ablutions were not very thorough in winter. As soon as I rubbed the tip of my nose with a washcloth resembling a frozen pork chop, I'd race downstairs, clothes under my arm. I'd lay them over the heater in the living room before shrugging them on. That's the story, a reminiscence about the hyper-housewifely cleanliness and absurd frugalities of my youth, but I don't get very far. I can't think of the Dutch word for grout. How embarrassing when you can't speak your own language. Soon I realized that my error was not in forgetting the word for grout, but in forgetting that Dutch people don't talk about grout. They talk about the spaces the grout goes into, for which, I must confess, I don't know the English word. The moment I remember the Dutch approach, something does a flip in my head. Moving between languages is beastly hard. You have to wrap your head around two different ways of seeing as your thoughts unfold. It's like ambling along in the forest and running head-on into a rock. You miss the turnoff a few steps back, having mistaken it for a space between the trees. It's more than embarrassing. It opens up a little chink inside through which you feel the loneliness of exile, voluntary or no. You drift ever further away from your own tribe, but you will never quite share in the cultural commons of the people who surround you. You can't participate in childhood reminiscing. The problem is less that you don't recognize the memories people share, but that they don't thrill to yours. As an immigrant, you stand outside the effortless, unconscious fellowship of mutual recognition. You fall on deaf ears. With a perspective, I'm Marijke Rijsperman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.